The second Friday in the month has arrived. This is the 10th of May, and you are just in time for a visit with Tom and Alice, Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, broadcasting for the Garland County Farmers Association, a Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, today is Friday, the 10th of May. It's National Clean Up Your Room Day.
Okay.
Well, you know, you've done well since we've rearranged the office. You haven't got piles of things everywhere.
Well, I've got to get into my piles and find out where things are, though. I'm still lost in there.
I'm not lost. I got all my stuff
done.
Yeah,
I know you did.
It's National Shrimp Day. I love shrimp. And it's National Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just... for everybody to know, Mother's Day is Sunday, so make sure you take care of your mamas.
That's important, yeah.
It is very important. And we have a busy day today, Tom Nichols. We're heading to Benton.
That's right, for the big, what, the Central Arkansas deal?
Yeah, the Business Expo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be in Benton. Scotty Mack's doing Ask Your Neighbor.
Sponsored by the Benton Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
That's one I look forward to every year.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Lots of good food there, too. Admission is free.
So if you're going to be in the Benton area...
stop in and say hello.
Come and say hello to us.
Yeah, we always enjoy
visiting. We always enjoy meeting people.
With listeners, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, let's see. 1775, the Continental Congress issues paper currency for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
1908, the first Mother's Day is observed during church services in West Virginia and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
1924, J. Edgar Hoover becomes the director of the FBI.
What year was that?
That was in 1924.
And he served until he passed away.
Well, you know.
He didn't want to give it up.
Well, some people.
And by that time, he had enough dirty laundry on some of the politicians. They were afraid to remove him. Yeah.
He had quite the arsenal.
He sure did, yeah.
Yes, quite the arsenal.
Mm.
Let's see, 1975, Midnight Blue by Melissa Manchester enters the U.S. Top 40.
Mm-hmm.
1977, Leo Sayer was certified gold with the song When I Need You. You know, that's one of Scotty Mack's favorite singers. He loves Leo Sayer.
Does he? Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1980, Tired of Toeing the Line by Rocky Burnett enters the top 40.
Mm-hmm.
1986, West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys was number one. That was a great 80s song. The Pet Shop Boys didn't do a lot of songs, but that was a great song. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you don't even know what that is.
No, I don't.
I know you don't. 1994, you know, I had completely forgotten that she married him, but Paula Abdul filed for a divorce from Emilio Estevez. I forgot that they were even married. So that's Charlie Sheen's brother.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's his family name.
Yes.
They're all a bit nuts, aren't they?
Charlie Martin.
Yeah.
For years, I was always like, why did he take the Estevez name? But
that's the family name.
Family name.
Hmm.
So, let's see. 1995, Reba McEntire becomes the first woman in 15 years to be named Entertainer of the Year at the 30th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Reba's going to be the host of this year's ACMs.
Is she?
She is.
Okay.
She's capitalizing on everything.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't miss a trick.
She's like Dolly.
Yeah. Dolly has what, a new line of wine coming out?
I believe she does.
I think so. It has dog food, now
yes.
Wine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because.
So your pets can get souse with you.
So these women are capitalists.
Yes, they
are. These are my role models here. I love them.
Meanwhile, in Electra, Texas, the annual Goat Barbecue Cook-Off is scheduled for today.
The Goat Barbecue Cook-Off.
That's it. Electra, Texas. They'll select Little Miss and Mr. Miss Goat.
Oh.
And play cow patty bingo.
Mm.
Under I-19.
I love
the cow
bingo.
Patty. Well, I don't know if you...
I don't know if I'd like cow patty, but...
For the chips, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
Huh, move the cow patty, number I-19.
It's funny that these smaller towns, like in Texas, and
well, they come up with these things.
They come up with these things. Only in Texas.
That's right.
Only in Texas. So the weekend is here. Time to stock up. We haven't mentioned this week, but it's a good time to be planting your plants.
It is, and right outside at the Garland County Farmers Association, you'll find one of the better selections of live plants in Garland County, because that truck comes every week.
The Bonnie truck.
And they have some good-looking tomatoes that are in containers that are already grown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really, all you got to do is plant them.
Put them in the ground, yeah.
That's it.
Big selection of those.
Mm-hmm.
And they have big boy hybrid tomatoes. They have Early Girl. They have Better Boy. All your favorite brands of tomatoes. Bonnie's Best Cabbage, collard greens, mm-hmm. spinach, cauliflower, lettuce, onions, Georgia sweet onions, Texas sweet onions.
Well, kind of, yeah. I'm ready for some good tomatoes. That's what I'm ready for.
Well, they've got some good ones out there, good plants. Also, curly kale and sweet mint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of great things. So go out there and check them out. And they also have, if you still want to do them from the seeds inside the store, they have fresh seeds in there, as many as you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So it's a good time with it being the weekend.
And when I was in there last week to buy horse feed, I noticed it caught my eye. Over in the corner of the lot, there was, a piece of equipment with hanging baskets all over it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went inside and I asked...
Just Larry?
No, Larry was at lunch.
Oh, okay.
So I asked Jerry, I said, hanging baskets? She said, well, actually, those are just on the forklift. The forklift is for sale.
Oh!
She said... You buy the forklift.
You get the baskets?
You get the hanging baskets. Oh, okay. So that's the deal on that.
That's the deal.
All right. So if you need a forklift, they've got a good use one at the Garland County Farmers Association.
All right.
But that's also, you need to stop in this weekend and stock up on insect repellent. They have two types. You know, one type is you use on the skin, and it does. It repels ticks, gnats, biting flies, chiggers, all of it. And it's only $6.75. Comes in a spray can. But the companion is a repel with promethean, and you put that on your clothing and gear. Highly effective for keeping ticks off of you. Spray your jeans and your boots, and it lasts for a period of time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got two repel products to stock up on at the Garland County Farmers Association. And don't forget about sulfur chips if you're bothered by chiggers.
Yes, chiggers. We know all about chiggers.
We do.
We do. Yeah.
And also, a quick reminder again, and we're going to be talking about this, on Memorial Day, they're going to be closed on the Saturday before Memorial Day. That's on May the 25th. And then on Monday the 27th, reopening on Tuesday the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So stock up on feed.
Stock up on feed.
The Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, born on this day, on the 10th of May, 1899, dancer and actor Fred Astaire.
Mm-hmm.
1909, country singer Mother Maybelle Carter. 1930, sports announcer Pat Summerall. 1934, radio personality Gary Owens. 1946, singer and songwriter Donovan. Also in 46, singer and guitarist Dave Mason. And in 1955, sportscaster Chris Berman from ESPN.
Join us on Monday for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and tomorrow, 7:30 until noon.